So if you're at a point in your life where you really have some ambitious goals and dreams, don't let other people project what they think you can do onto you. That has no reflection on your ability to overcome obstacles and be able to achieve the things that you want to accomplish.
Welcome to the PT Rebels podcast. This is the place to learn how you can become a PT Rebel and take charge of your own health and wellness. We will help you find answers to your questions about pain, injury, and the path towards healing in the most efficient and effective way possible. I'm your host, Dr. Gina Fick.
Welcome back to the PT Rebels podcast. I've been at a business conference and had the opportunity to network with some amazing physical therapists and business coaches. We've had the opportunity to meet some really special guests here at the conference. And having that inspiration over the past few days has really given me some ideas of things I wanted to talk with you all about. And I thought it would be cool to just summarize some of the inspirational and fun things that I've been learning. It's always good to step away from the office. And although I miss my family a lot and I'm far away from home, it's really good to have time for reflection, self-reflection on things we've accomplished in the business. And I had the opportunity to do a presentation on the first night of the conference and talk about what we've been able to accomplish as a business and a team over the past several years, and particularly over the past year, some of the challenges that we've overcome. And as I've done a lot of self-reflection over the past couple of weeks, and specifically a couple of days, I've come to the realization that there's some internal characteristics and qualities that enable someone to overcome challenges and persevere and become successful. And so I wanted to talk to you all about those things today because I thought that it might inspire you. And I know for me, it's always really good to think about those things that will help me in the future. So whether you're a business owner listening or a patient going through physical therapy or someone who is having some challenges in life, I hope this encourages and inspires you. Many of you guys know my story, but over the past year, I've had some challenges that I've had to overcome and deal with and rise above. And some of those things that I've been able to overcome and the things that I've been able to accomplish in business and in life this year have all been attributed to the fact that I've had some really good coaches surrounding me, some really good friends, and some mentors who have kept me going on days where I wasn't sure if I wanted to throw in the towel or not. And when I presented this the other night, I had several people come up to me who said that my story really encouraged them and inspired them, and they wanted to know how I'd done it and how I'd overcome some of the challenges and how I'd become successful in the business so far. I guess I don't always realize my worth and value as a business owner or mentor. And so it was cool to hear that people are interested in my ideas and that I had been an encouragement. The number one thing that I said that I wanted to do when I came to Orlando to speak at this conference was to be able to encourage and inspire people who are dealing with challenges themselves. And if you're an entrepreneur, you understand that it can be a very challenging process. There are darts that get thrown at you and you're not really sure how to proceed forward sometimes, but you just take the next step. That's what I'm going to talk with you all about today and just kind of give you some of the key points that I've learned from my business mentor here at the conference. The first thing is deliberately seek the company of people who influence you to think and act on building the life that you desire. And that's a quote from Napoleon Hill. It takes deliberate action and intention and focus and drive to seek out people who inspire you, seek out people who you trust, seek out people that you would want to emulate in your life and in your business. I had some cool opportunities when I was first doing mobile physical therapy and going into people's homes to be surrounded by people who had been very successful in business. And one of the patients that I talked with, he had been the owner of 26 different companies and was a billionaire. And we had a lot of time to spend together because I would go to his house at least three times a week once I formed a relationship with him and earned his trust. I started asking him a few questions about how he had become successful in business. And a couple of the things that he told me at that time were, it's all about relationships. And it's who you know in the relationships that you build. And also, he said, never stop learning. He was a big advocate for reading a lot of books. This particular gentleman never graduated from college. He went to the University of Oklahoma and went to college for one semester and dropped out. And then turned out to be probably one of the wealthiest businessmen in the Denver metro area and was extremely successful. I started seeking out those types of mentors. And when the opportunities would arise, I would ask them questions about how they became successful. I also wanted to find out how physical therapists, specifically in cash pay physical therapy, had become successful. So I would reach out to mentors who had been successful at that and tried to find out what they had specifically done to be very successful in their cash pay physical therapy business. I think you have to be really clear on the life that you do desire. And when we have a vision for what we really want, it's easier to shape our goals and our actions towards building that life that we desire. One of the cool things that we did yesterday at the conference was we wrote a letter to ourselves and we wrote out everything that we would like to accomplish in the next year, where we would like to be 1 year from now. We sealed it in an envelope and that will be mailed to us in about 10 months. And it not only gives you an opportunity to put your vision down on paper, but it holds you accountable to what you hope to accomplish in the next year. And none of us really know what challenges or things that we'll face in the next year. And a year from now, it'll be cool to listen back to this episode and see what's transpired. I think one of the things that we have to be really clear on is our desires and our vision for our personal life and business life as well. Many of you have been through challenges. Maybe it's physical challenges. Maybe that's why you're listening to the podcast and you've dealt with injuries or obstacles. And a lot of those things can be very hard and difficult to go through. But I think as we go through those things and process where we want to be, say a year or two from now, it helps us shape our vision and helps us seek out people who can give us good advice and be our mentors and inspire us for the future. The second thing I wanted to point out that I've learned this weekend is when other people tell you what you can't do, they speak only from the knowledge of what they can't do. They have no way of knowing what you can do. I think a lot of times limitations get placed on us by other people and we believe those limitations. We believe that they're right. We believe that we can never have the nice house or the car that we're dreaming of, or we can never go to that college because we'll never be talented enough to attend that college as a student athlete. Or maybe we believe the lies that we can never overcome a certain injury or disease or whatever challenge it may be lying in front of us. I think other people place limitations on us. I can say that I've also experienced this in my personal life and business life. I've had people over the past few years doubt that I could be successful. I had people tell me that my business ideas wouldn't work, that they were a bad idea, that they were highly likely to fail. When I look back on those things that other people projected onto me, I realized that not only have I been able to overcome those, but I had to rise above and use those as a challenge in order to help propel me forward in the business opportunities that I was trying to pursue. So if you're at a point in your life where you really have some ambitious goals and dreams, don't let other people project what they think you can do onto you. That has no reflection on your ability to overcome obstacles and be able to achieve the things that you want to accomplish. One of the things that I talk to our kids about is the fact that they have some big dreams for the future. One of our sons is a track and field athlete, and he has some pretty ambitious goals and desires. And he has his top 10 schools that he'd like to attend. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is you have these goals and visions and desires, but a lot of people are going to be telling you that you can't do that. Don't let their perception of what you can or can't do influence your dreams and abilities to accomplish that. And you hear that time and time again from people who are either successful athletes or successful in life. And there's oftentimes a story where they've had to overcome the challenge of a coach or a spouse or a sibling or someone who really didn't believe in their lofty dreams and goals, and that they were able to continue that vision for themselves and go on to accomplish really big things. The third thing that I wanted to talk about is rules and obeying rules. The name of this podcast is the PT Rebels Podcast, and I see myself as a bit of a rule breaker and a rebel in the traditional physical therapy world. But also, I've never been someone who loves rules that don't make sense to me or I think that are dumb to follow. I always like to know the why and the reason behind the rules. I can be a very big rule follower when it's something that involves ethics or laws or rules that makes, but when rules don't make sense or people place their rules on you and what you can or can't achieve, I think those rules are meant to be broken. When people point to rules you must obey, they speak only from their experience of having obeyed them. They have no way of knowing if you must obey them. So for instance, there's a lot of rules in physical therapy practice that are really dumb and that are traditionally the rules that you get taught in school or in a corporate business. I think I was one that got really tired of those rules. I had limitations placed on me by either supervisors or the hospital system that I was in or corporate-based system or PT mill that I was working in. I had rules placed on by insurance companies, and they would try to dictate how I could treat patients and what rules they thought we needed to follow in terms of how we should best approach patient care. That's one of the main reasons why I opened a cash pay physical therapy practice. I think it's important to understand that while some rules are in place to help our society function well and need to be followed, there's a lot of rules that people will place on you that are meant to be broken and should be broken because they will only hinder your progress in life and in business moving forward. If you're a young person listening to this, there are a lot of rules that your family might place on you based on their expectations of you. Just understand that some rules will really restrict your progress in life, and it's important to analyze how those are affecting you and how you can achieve more and overcome some of those limitations that other people might place on you. What's happened in your past does not dictate your future potential or outcomes. If you have lofty goals and visions and dreams, don't let your past hinder what you can accomplish and achieve in the future. And don't let other people's ideas of what your future should look like dictate what your future will become. You want to identify your problems, but give your power and energy to solutions. Rather than dwelling on challenges, have a proactive mindset to take the action steps necessary to be able to accomplish your goals. The path to success is to take massive, determined action. It's extremely important to understand where you want to go so you can understand the path to get there. And you need to take significant steps towards those goals rather than waiting for opportunities to come. People get stuck in a cycle where they're waiting for things to happen or change or opportunities to come around. But when you seek out the path and the life that you desire, what I found to be true is that in taking those action steps moving forward, help you achieve and accomplish your intended desire and outcome. And that may not always look exactly like what you thought it would look like several months or a year or several years into the future. I have no idea what's going to come my way over the next year, but I know where I want to be, where I'm trying to get to, and I'm going to take specific action steps in order to try to achieve those outcomes that I listed on that letter to myself yesterday. Many of you have heard this quote. If you can't, you must. If you must, you can. I think this quote emphasizes pushing through limitations and embracing challenges as a means to achieve success. Never believe someone who tells you can't do something, and never give up. I think those are the two main things that I've learned in the past several years in business. When I've had people that tell me I can't do something, that's very motivating and inspiring to me. If you have someone who's telling you that they don't believe in your dreams and goals, or they don't believe that you can get to a desired outcome or place, and you know that you can, believe that you can and don't give up and be relentless in that pursuit. The next quote that I'd like to highlight is, where focus goes, energy flows. If you're wanting to accomplish something in life and you have some lofty dreams and goals, write those things down. Make that an area of focus each and every day of your life. Put those goals up on your bathroom mirror and be very intentional in your pursuit and your focus of those dreams and goals and aspirations. When we directly put our mindset into an attention towards achieving those goals, that helps us focus our energy more effectively. When those goals are broken down as specific action steps and we're very intentional on achieving that, then that allows us to achieve those goals more effectively and efficiently. So to wrap all of these things up, I think all of this information can be really inspirational when it comes to trying to figure out where you are and where you want to be a year from now. When we look at our lives and some of the obstacles and challenges that we've overcome, I think the power of believing in yourself and believing that you can and will accomplish something goes so far. When you're not sure what direction you should head, make sure that you seek out help from mentors or coaches or friends or family members who can help encourage you, inspire you, and point you in the right direction. Look for opportunities and be a yes person. In my life, I was presented with opportunities. I said yes, but I wasn't always sure how I was going to accomplish that or do that. But I said yes, no matter what you may be facing or no matter what you want to accomplish in the next 6, 12 months or into the future, understand that you can and will accomplish those dreams and those goals. Anything is possible. Don't let anyone else put limitations on what you can achieve, what they feel like might be a bad idea. Don't let their limitations on what they think they can't do project onto you. If you set a goal and you are relentless and work extremely hard to pursue that goal, no matter what gets in the way and what challenges arise, that you can get to that end goal and you can accomplish those things that you set your mind to. I hope this has inspired and encouraged you all. I hope to have some guests here over the next few weeks who have also overcome challenges and obstacles to be able to inspire you all with their stories. I hope that you guys share this podcast with other people who may be discouraged or maybe looking for inspiration in their lives as well. We look forward to talking with you all in the upcoming weeks. And thanks so much for listening to the PT Rebels podcast.